Hello, familia. Coming at you live straight from Argentina. Okay, well, that was fun. Alright, so this week, where to begin? Let's see, so... quite frankly, I don't even know where this journal is, starting it, which week or whatever. Okay, so Monday. What did we do Monday? I think we had a big group activity on Monday. Yeah, we did. That's right. We did our district activity on Monday. Sorry, my head is itching like crazy, and so. I'm probably like getting fleas or something, so that's fun. Woohoo! Party life down here. Okay, so let's see. Monday, we finished up P-Day stuff, like chilling, and then went out and talked to people. Blah blah blah. Then Tuesday, this was super fun because Tuesday all day we weren't really getting any help. Or not any help. So Tuesday we did our district activity. Oh no, it was our zone meeting. Then we went, the zone leaders taught, they had me do like the little spiritual thought thing. I did that, but it probably didn't make any sense to any of the Spanish speakers, but oh well, because I'm learning. What do you need?
Your nightstand.
You don't need my nightstand. It's just leave it there. You were complaining the other day about how you had too much stuff in your room. We'll talk about this later. I'm recording. I'm just kidding. Love you, Other Hill. So we... let's see. We... what am I talking about? Oh, yeah, Tuesday. So we had our activity. I gave a little spiritual thought thing. It was fun. Then, afterwards, we went throughout our day. We were just looking for people, like always. But we actually had a CETA with one of our investigators, Nestor. Or Nestor. And he is super awesome. He's one where, like, I don't know if I told you about it. But basically what happened was, like, we just knocked on his door. He was one of our Antigos, or like an investigator that we taught a while ago, but then for some other reason the other people dropped him or something like that. Like they just were like, oh, he isn't keeping up our commitments, so we're just gonna drop him and then somebody else can come and teach him later or whatever. So we went and we passed by his house, and then he's like, oh, there's passing, come in, like, come teach me. And like he's like, oh yeah, I have my Book of Mormon and all this stuff. And we're like, wait, what? It was awesome. So then he just like got in there. We taught him like a little lesson because he had family over. But and then this week we actually had like a CETA where we were gonna come and talk with him. And so we came, we talked to him. We taught him the restoration. He was super interested. The spirit was there. It was awesome. We asked him if he would be baptized, and he's like, well, yeah, of course, if I, like, find out that it's true first. And we're like, okay, well, we have a baptism the 14th of May. Would you be baptized this day? And then he was like, oh, well, yeah, of course, if I, like, figure out if it's true or not. And so, yeah, we have a guy with a baptism date, so that's awesome. I'm, like, definitely keeping my hopes up with that. We actually have another CETA with him this Tuesday. So, I guess tomorrow, because you'll be listening to this recording tomorrow, because I'm recording it on Sunday night. Yeah, I don't know. I'm doing math. So, yeah, so that was super awesome. And let's see, Wednesday we had... what happened on Wednesday? So Wednesday, I don't think I wrote in my journal accidentally on that day. I guess nothing important happened. Well, Thursday, we... was a crappy day. Maybe it was Wednesday, actually. What day is it? It's the 24th. 4 days ago would be Saturday. Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Oh, yeah, it was Wednesday. Yeah, so Wednesday... Oh, yeah, because they were on splits Tuesday with the other zone leaders. Okay, I'm figuring it out. Sorry, my brain is not even working, I guess. So, Wednesday was kind of a weird day. So, my companion had been getting sick for, like, all week. And so was I. My companion was a little worse, so... Wednesday, he started getting really bad. We came back for, like, companionship study, and he just, like, was feeling like crap. He just kind of zonked out on his bed for a little bit, and we took his temperature. He had a fever, so we called the nurse, and they're like, oh, just chill, take it easy, whatever. So that was good. We just kind of chilled, but we just kind of felt like crap, so I tried to sleep, but I drank a bunch of mate again, and so I couldn't sleep. But it was good, because I like mate, and it's, yeah, so that's that. Oh, yeah, and I guess I could probably explain mate, because there is a science to the mate. I'm going to have to probably, like, record a video or some kind of something that I can show you how it's done. But basically, you take your little mate, which is like the little cup thing, they call it a mate. Then what you gotta do is you gotta clean out the mate, obviously, because you don't want anything in it that's not good. So you clean it out, then you put a spoon, like a little teaspoon of sugar on the bottom of it, then you pour in your sherba, which is like, sherba is like it's called like sherba mate, and it's like a leaf that grows, it's like a plant that grows in like Paraguay and stuff, and so what they do is they take these leaves and they dry them out, and then they crunch them up into small little pieces, and then they just like sell it in like these big bags of stuff, whatever. It's like, it kind of like looks sketchy, but it's really good. It just looks like hay. Like really, they just crunch up like all these little leaves, put like sticks in it, and then like caffeine, I guess, and then they just bag it up, and then whatever. So we buy the sherba, then you put in the sherba, then you take your mate, you flip it upside down, you shake it off, you shake it up and down, and then you put it back down, you blow off all the powder that's on your hand, because it like has like this green powder stuff, and then you put your bombilla, which is like a little straw that has like a filter in it. You put the bombilla inside. Then you fill it up with a little bit of water. And then you take boiling water. Well, not boiling. You never boil the water. That is a sin. You get it close to boiling. Because if you put it on boiling, apparently it either boils out all the flavor, or the biggest reason is just because it's too hot, and then you'll just like burn your mouth if it's ever like hotter than boiling. So, what you do is you get the water, and then you just put, like, a little spoonful, like, over where your bombilla is, and then you take some of the hot water, and you just dump it in, and you fill it up, and one mate, like, when you're drinking with other people, so here, mate is, like, it's a really cultural drink, and so, like, you'll drink it when you're at other people's houses and stuff. And they'll just have, like, one mate, and they'll, like, pass it around, and they'll all drink out of the same one. And, like, it's super funny, because, like, during the siesta time, like, from 1 o'clock until, like, 2 o'clock, well, probably, like, 12 to 2, they're all, like, everybody just has, like, a mate in their hand and, like, a thermos in their other arm that they, like, filled up with hot water that they'll just, like, dump in their water in their mate, whatever. But then, so what they do is they'll, when they pass it around, like one mate is like, you'll fill up the mate with hot water and then you drink it all the way down until it like is out, and then you pass it to the next, well, you fill it up, and then you pass it to the next person, whatever, and then you just, like, keep going around a circle. But, since we can only drink it in our pinch, we just drink it like it's normal, I don't know. So you just put a little teaspoon on there, teaspoon of sugar, like, right on your bombisha, dump in the water, drink it, yum. It's good stuff. Especially in the morning, because, like, it has caffeine and stuff in it, and so it helps you get woken up and ready for the day. So, yeah, there you go. There's something new. Let's see. So, yeah, so then Wednesday we just kind of chilled out. Then Thursday... So Thursday, we were starting to feel better. We still felt like crap. Neither of us had fever, so like we didn't really stay in. So we were just kind of like feeling like crap going out and working. So that was a really long day, but it was fun. Yeah, we didn't have any appointments or anything, so it was mostly just looking for people to talk to and, you know, all the fun stuff. Life as a missionary, man. Good times. So, let's see. So then, let's see. So yeah, and then now we're at Friday. So Friday I started feeling better. And what made Friday so good? This is how I said it in my journal. Today we had a pretty good day. And it all started with my mate. It's just the truth, man. When you start a day with a mate, it's just good. But no, so we... Yeah, so we just went... Yeah, so... Friday, we did, like, our weekly planning stuff, and that, like, took up, like, our whole morning. So after lunch, we went... And we went out and looked for people. Just did, like, a bunch of alleybays and stuff. And then, like, we found a guy before we had, like, a dinner appointment. And he was, like, it was funny because we just, like, started our little, like, door approach thing. Like, oh, here we have this fochetto for you. Whatever, and he's like, oh, are you, like, Mormons? And we're like, yeah. And then he's like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, Colorado and Utah and stuff. And he's like, okay, yeah, right, Mormons. And I was like, kind of like, whatever. But we were able to talk to him, so that was good. He said to come back, so there you go. Never know what can come from it, but it was funny because he was just kind of like, oh, the Mormons are at my door. It was good. And then... We had a dinner that was way cool. It was with one of the old sisters in our ward, and she's super funny and old and nice, and made us good food. But it's actually funny. So, like, they make this thing here that's kind of like shepherd's pie, where it's just, like cooked hamburger and then, like, a layer of potatoes, and then they just, like, cook it or whatever. And it's pretty good, but, like, we've had something like that, like, pretty much every day this week. It's like all been the exact same meal. It's like super funny, but we had that. But then we had dessert, which was super good. It was helado, or ice cream. It was so good. The ice cream here is like super good. They have like this, the one of them that they had was like a flan cream, like creme de flan. And then it had, like, dulce de leche in it. Oh, it was absolutely amazing. It was, like, flan, like, eggy, like, I don't know, flan ice cream. And then they put, like, a crap ton of, like, dulce de leche in it. But the dulce de leche, like, when it's in ice cream, like, hardens up. So it's, like, more like caramel. Oh, it was magical. Absolutely magical. Sadly, ice cream costs so much here that we never really get that much of it. Well, sadly, everything here costs so much, but I don't really get much of it. Especially with, like, inflation. The inflation's, like, going up like crazy, so we don't, like, yeah, we don't really have that much money, but it's fine, because I make, like, pancakes every morning, which are basically just, like, thick crepes. But actually, today I made crepes, so that was good. Alright, okay, Saturday. So, Elder Chandler, he's been having, like, he had, like, an ingrown toenail. So, Elder Chandler just kind of had, like, some, like, messed up health stuff, like, all week. It's just not really been his week. Poor guy. But, he's had, like, an ingrown toenail. So, we went to the doctor, and they got it removed. It was just, like, so sketchy. I was, like, they didn't really clean anything. There's some guy, and he's just like, yeah, just like ripped it out, didn't like give him any pain stuff or whatever. And I was like, I mean, luckily it was just like an ingrown toenail, but like, I don't want to get any kind of medical procedure on me here because, yeah, not cool. But, it was fine. Now it's all good. But, then we went, out looking for some people in more of our, like, Visha-y area, which is just, like, the really poor area, which was kind of cool. I kind of like going into those areas, but they're, like, not the safest, but it's kind of cool just to see, like, the humble circumstances that people are living in and stuff, but yeah, so we were all good. It was funny, because, like, they came out and they were, like, oh, no, she's not here. She moved. And you're like, oh, yeah, she moved. Where'd she move? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, she didn't move. You're lying to me. Good times. So then when we were walking back from all that, we started walking down the street, and some guy with, like, this little Jewish cap and everything just, like, starts talking to me and my companion in, like, English. But it's, like, really broken, like, Argentine English. So, like I didn't realize that he was speaking to me in English. Well, then he kept speaking in English. But we kept speaking in Spanish until finally he just started speaking in Spanish. And so, like, he apparently had, like, a couple questions for us about the church and stuff. We were actually able to make it, like, a pretty good gospel discussion and not just, like, a Bible bash. Because, you know, Bible bashes are fun, but it was better to just be, like, oh, this is what we believe, and oh, that's your question about why we have polygamy. Oh, well, here's the answer for you, or whatever. And like, he was actually pretty interested. We ended up giving him a Book of Mormon and a restoration pamphlet and stuff. So that was cool. I don't like he didn't want us to like come to his house for any meetings or anything, but it'd be cool if we saw him on the street again one day when he stopped us and talked to us some more. He's a cool guy. But, like, that's the thing, like, all the people here in Argentina are, like, really awesome. I don't know. They're all just, I don't know, like, they're really chill. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, yeah. Anybody who's been to Argentina will know what I'm talking about. But, then, sweet, so now today's Sunday. We had church, all that. Then we came back here. Let's see, something happened today that I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. So today we went to go talk to one of these ladies that Elder Chandler found when he was with the other missionary on the when the Viajeros were here. So we went to talk to this lady. And we knock on her door, and then she, like, peeks out the window, and then she, like, goes away for a second. And I'm like, oh, she's gonna pull, like, what, half the other crap, like, half the stuff that they Argentines pull sometimes, where they'll, like, look through the window. You know that they look through the window, and they know that you know that they look through the window, but then they pretend like they're not there. But I guess it's the same. I mean, like, people do that all the time in the States, so I guess that's not really surprising. But, yeah, so then we knock on the door, and then she comes out with the Book of Mormon and the pamphlet, and I'm like, oh, sweet, she, like, wants to talk about this with us. Well, she comes out, and then she's like, here, take this, I don't want it, like, I don't, like, it's not, like, I don't believe in God, no creo, nada, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, no, like, keep it. Like, it's yours. Like, we don't want it. We have, like, a billion of them, so just keep it. And she's like, no, 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 seriously. Like, Insidio, take this. Like, I don't want it. And we're like, okay. But then we, like, started having a conversation with her. And I just, like, was asking her what she believes. And she's like, oh, I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything like that. And I'm like, oh, so, like, what's our purpose here in life? And we just, like, started talking. And then we talked about, like, what happens to us after we die and all these things. And I was like, you know, I can't force you to believe in anything, but this is what I believe, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, like, really awesome because we were able to just, like, testify to her. And then at the end, I was like, here's a story in 3 Nephi 11 about when Jesus came and to the people in the Americas. And, like, you know, he died, but he came back or whatever. So maybe this will answer some of your questions about people, like, being resurrected and all that. And then we gave her it back, and she actually took it and, like, walked back in to her house. So it was cool because it was just kind of like, oh, you're going to give us back this Book of Mormon? No, you're not. Because we have the power of the Holy Ghost with us, and we can make you feel the Spirit if you let us. No, but it was fun. But yeah, it was good. It was a good day. It was a good week. It was very... A lot of things happened this week. It was pretty entertaining. But yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else if I can think of. Yeah, this morning I accidentally learned... Well, I didn't mean to, like, make crepes, but I ended up making them, and they were very good. You just, like, make these, like, really thin crepes, and then we take some dulce de leche. Ooh, and just put it on there. Mmm. Killer. So good. I'll have to make some for you guys when... Cuando yo regreso de mi misión. Spanish is fun. It's, like, not as bad as I thought it was going to be to learn, but at the same time, like, I have so much that I still need to learn. Like, my Spanish is... But it's fun. It's all to be expected. Like, it's not like I, like, struggle with any of that, like, feeling like I'm inadequate or anything, but it's just still kind of just like, ugh, I just want to be able to, like, understand what people are saying to me sometimes. But it's good. It'll all come. Let's see. This has been kind of like a long recording, but I'm kind of in a weird mood right now, so that's good for you all. Hopefully, like, all this made sense. But, well, I mean, I guess that's about all. I hope you all have a great week, and, I would tell you to drink mate, but for one, you'd hate it because it would taste like hay, and then for two, you don't have the stuff to do it, so that stinks. That really stinks for you guys. Yeah. Well, peace out, everybody. I'll see you next week.